Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have someone in the studio, I think, who we've seen before.
We have, yes. He looks very familiar anyway.
He's a nice young man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Bless you.
So I'm told.
Good afternoon.
Chris Kane.
Good afternoon, Maggie. Good afternoon, Kelvin.
Good afternoon, Chris.
And you're here from Sight for White.
I am, yes, for my monthly Insight for White.
Yes, and what insights do you have for us today?
Well, I have a couple of insights, well, a few, in fact, to have a little chat with you about. Something that's just happened and something that's coming up.
Ooh.
So I'd like to start off by talking about our Low Vision Open Day that we had on Saturday, just gone.
Oh, yes.
That was at the Scout HQ at Wendy's Hall in Newport.
Right.
So we had lots of exhibitors there. So it was dual sensory. There were people from anything to do with hearing and visual, all come together. Members, people that are interested in that kind of thing can come along, speak to some of the people that are, you know, selling some or showing some of the equipment.
Exhibiting,
that's the word, Maggie, thank you. Some of our sort of low vision aids and anything to do with hearing. We had refreshments, and it was really good. We had over 108 people come through the doors.
That's good.
So
did they show interest?
They did show great interest. What was nice about it is it was actually a steady flow of people.
Oh, yes.
You know, so
they didn't all turn up at once?
No, which was great. And I was on the door, so I got to sort of meet and greet and show people through and have a chat.
Your name's not down, you're coming
not
in.
On the list,
exactly,
you're
yes.
Not
yeah, and there were several that weren't on the list, so it was quite nice to write them down. And it was a fun day.
Well, that's good. So you enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I did actually. And, you know, lots of the staff came along. We had volunteers helping us out and you sort of the usual people. It was really good. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Sight for White now is, you've got two arms, haven't you, effectively? You've got the Sight for White bit and the Island Sense bit.
Yes, we call it White Sense. White Sense, yes. So, the sensory service. So
is that something to do with the Isle of Wight then?
Well, it could be. I don't know who thought that up, but it was, yeah, could be.
But that's the hearing side, isn't it, kind of?
Yes.
The side which you've traditionally been looking after people with low vision or no vision.
Yes.
In the past.
Yes, we have, and still do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did Ruth bring her guide dog along?
She did. Yes, she did.
I'm just. One,
I had to
she?
Think for a minute. There were so many people coming through. I had to remember, did I see Ruth? I did see Ruth,
she's
yes.
She's got a new one, isn't she?
Yes, Mocha.
Yeah. Is she gorgeous?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But she's
lovely
still
dog.
Got Flora, hasn't
still
she?
Got Flora.
She's been retired.
Flora's retired now. Yeah. And the two dogs, they get on great.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah. So that's really good.
So that was something that has happened. So what is going to happen?
We have our murder mystery event.
Oh, yes.
This Thursday.
Yes.
16th.
We've got tickets.
You have. Actually, well, that's what I was going to say. We are sold out.
That's great.
At capacity with that one. So really looking forward to that. It's at the Isle of Wight College restaurant.
Yes. Yep.
So it starts at 6:30.
Yes.
And we've got 3-course meal.
Yes.
And, the actors will do a bit in between each course.
There's actors?
Yes.
There's no real murder?
Actors. Well, I don't want to give the game away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's going
to
be good.
Now, looking forward to that. That should be a good evening.
It should be, yeah. Yes.
It's, we did our first murder mystery about three and a half, four years ago.
Yeah.
And that proved very popular. Were you guys at that one as well?
No.
Don't think we made it to that one, no.
I can't remember. It was such a long time ago. But it was so popular, we thought we'd do it again.
Yes.
And then COVID happened and lockdown. So finally, we managed to get it off the ground. And I have to say, the Mark Avis at the college restaurant has been absolutely amazing.
All right.
Incredibly good. Helpful. We're kind of just a little bit of fine-tuning I've got to do with him this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then we're good to go.
Excellent.
But we do miss our Emmanuel, don't we?
Yes. Do we know where Emmanuel's gone?
Or? He's gone to AJ Wells.
AJ Wells, yes.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because they needed someone who spoke French.
Well, there you are, you see.
And he wanted to change, so.
There we are. He was at the college for a few years, wasn't he?
10-12 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, nice chap.
So that is, what else is coming up on the Sight for White Horizon?
Well, we're starting to plan the... We did the Newport Carnival for the first time last year.
Right.
Oh, yes.
So we're planning to get involved with that again. So we're not quite sure what the theme is going to be, whether we use our four animals that we use for the education program or not yet. But Susan is working on that.
Okay.
So we are looking. That was a really... Well, we did the day one and we did the night one as well.
Yeah, so I saw the videos of the night one. It looked really good.
The illuminated carnival. Yeah, but we're just going to do the day one. We're not going to do both of them. But so we're looking forward to that. We are still on the lookout for volunteers, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Course, yeah. Yes.
So anyone that's interested in being a minibus driver or an escort, then we would be delighted to hear from you.
Okay, and how do people ask about that?
They can give us a, well, they can go to our website, siteforwhite.org.uk, or they can give us a call on 5222 05.
Right.
We are open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
And somebody will speak to you.
There will always be someone at the end of the phone.
And we'll be pleased to hear from you.
Yes, even if you phone out of office hours, we have an answer phone. You can leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
That sounds excellent. Good, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's true indeed. Yes, I mean, you haven't got to commit many, many hours, just as many as you can manage.
It can be as little or as much. You know, it can be weekly, monthly, depending what you'd like to do, really. You know, we've got monthly events like Striders. We always need guided, sighted guides for that.
Yeah.
But primarily, the big thing is minibus drivers and escorts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anyone that would like to help, please get in touch with us.
So do the escorts go on the minibuses?
Yes, they just, so the driver goes out. We always have an escort on as well.
Yeah.
And just keeps them all in order. Because
sure, yes.
Yes, our Thursday lot, they're
a bit rowdy, are they?
A bit rowdy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, so we need someone to keep them in order.
So they've got the whip out of them.
Oh, yes, yes.
Excellent. Anything else coming up, Chris?
That's it in the immediate future.
Good.
So, so it's just those things I really wanted to have a chat with you about. And
lovely.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity again.
Right, magic. Well, thank you for that. And we hope to see you again in another month.
Yes, definitely. I'll be bringing, hopefully someone else will come along, so you won't always just hear my dulcet tones. I'm hoping someone else will do it.
If you don't
I might come along as well.
Oh, that'd be fine then.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.